It's purely a matter of the wind. It's just really, to my view, it's compromised the proper playing of the game right now. We've got to a point where the wind gusts are up above 35 miles an hour. We've already had one ball move on an exposed green. I've been watching play steadily get more and more difficult, players finding it hard to stand over oscillating balls on the greens. I've had the word from television that they can't put their cranes up. It's difficult for them to put their men up TV towers safely. And that combination of factors with the knowledge that it's only going to get worse, it's not going to get any better. I just took my own view that we'd reached the point where we'd done all that we could.
How do you decide when it is playable again?
Well, That's the difficulty. The hardest decision I'll ever make is when does a golf course become unplayable due to wind. Water is different. You've got something visible that you can see. Wind is purely a feel factor, and I know that, you know, some guys have been in my ear already because they think we should have suspended 40 minutes ago. Others have been in my ear because they don't think we should have suspended at all. So, you know, you've got such a divergence of views. You have to make your own decision as to when you suspend. When we start again, it's pretty much the same. I'll be looking at the forecast that we get from Craig. I'll be looking at the wind gusts that we've got here on site. And you've also got the combination of the greens as they dry out a little through the day. You know, the same wind gust that moved a ball, or that didn't move a ball at 10 o'clock in the morning, might well move a ball at 12 o'clock later on. So, you know, it's a real feel factor, but the forecast is for this really to blow all day, and I think it's unlikely that we're going to get out in the near future. But if the wind does drop a bit and we feel that we can get some meaningful golf playing, obviously we do, because we don't come off easily. But sometimes you just feel, well, when stuff is blowing around on the golf course and there's safety issues and the proper playing of the game is compromised, sometimes you just got to do it.
You mentioned Craig. The tour has its own meteorologist.
Yeah, that's Craig. He's here on site. And, you know, obviously we're looking at the some local weather forecasters that we use as well from the offshore people. So we're looking at their information. But mostly we're looking at what's happening on the ground. And, you know, it's as you can see, it's pretty darn difficult right now.
If you did decide to resume play, how long does it take between you making the decision and players being back out there hitting golf balls?
Well, we would usually give them, with a significant delay, we'd usually give them 30 to 40 minutes on the range to warm up again, and then, you know, 10, 15 minutes to get them out into position. So it's usually about 45 to 50 minutes, something like that.
And how about yourself? What are you going to do now? Are you going to sit down and work out the logistics of perhaps moving things to Saturday and Sunday, or is it too early to talk about that?
Well, when we've been looking at this weather forecast all week, we always knew today was going to be our difficult day, so we've got a lot of the spade work done on that already. So, no, I'm going to be out on the golf course monitoring, you know, what exactly is happening, particularly on the exposed parts and the exposed greens. And just getting a feel for whether conditions are changing at all.